Daily Gospel for Wednesday, the 16th of January, 2013. Wednesday of the first week in Ordinary Time. Saints of the Day, Saint Honoratus, Archbishop, Saint Marcellus, Pope and Martyr. The Holy Gospel of Jesus Christ according to Saint Mark, chapter 1, verses 29 to 39. On leaving the synagogue, Jesus entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. Simon's mother-in-law lay sick with a fever. They immediately told him about her. He approached, grasped her hand, and helped her up. Then the fever left her, and she waited on them. When it was evening after sunset, they brought to him all who were ill or possessed by demons. The whole town was gathered at the door. He cured many who were sick with various diseases, and he drove out many demons, not permitting them to speak because they knew him. Rising very early before dawn, he left and went off to a deserted place where he prayed. Simon and those who were with him pursued him, and on finding him said, "Everyone is looking for you." He told them, "Let us go on to the nearby villages that I may preach there also. For this purpose have I come." So he went into their synagogues, preaching and driving out demons throughout the whole of Galilee. Commentary of the Day, Saint Jerome, priest, translator of the Bible, doctor of the Church. Homilies on Saint Mark's Gospel. If only Jesus could come and cure our fever with a word. For each of us has their fever. When I fall into a fury, I have a fever. However many my vices, so many are my fevers. Let us ask the apostles to beg Jesus to come to us, to touch our hand. If he does so, the fever will at once vanish, for Jesus is an excellent physician. He is the true, the great doctor, supreme among all doctors. He knows how to uncover the secrets of every illness. He does not touch our ear, our face, but our hand, that is to say, our evil deeds. Jesus went up to the sick woman since she was unable to get up, and hastened before him who came to her. He, the all-merciful physician, who carried the sick sheep on his shoulders, Luke 15:5, he comes to the bedside himself. Of his own free will he draws near. He takes the initiative for the cure. He comes up to this woman, and what does he say to her? "It was you who should have run ahead of me. You should have come to the door and welcomed me so that your healing would not simply have been the result of my mercy, but of your own will as well. But since there you are, struck down by fever and unable to get up, it is I who come to you." Jesus approaches and helps her up. He grasps her by the hand. When we are in danger, as Peter on the sea was close to drowning, Jesus grasps our hand and helps us up, Matthew 14:31. Jesus raises this woman by taking her hand. With his own hand, he grasps her hand. Oh, blessed friendship! Oh, excellent embrace! Jesus grasps that hand as a doctor would. He who is both physician and cure testifies to the raging of the fever. He touches her, and the fever takes flight. May he touch our hands too. May he heal our works. Let us get up. Let us remain standing. Perhaps someone will say to me, "Where is Jesus?" Here he is, in front of us. Like John 1:26, Luke 17:21, "There is one among you who you do not recognize. The kingdom of God is among you."